Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good evening and welcome to Pandora Live. It's a big weekend in Los Angeles, and while we may not be at the stadium, we are here backstage at the Hollywood Palladium. I'm Mark Zito, host of SiriusXM's This Is Happening, but tonight, I'm just a big John Mayer fan. He's my favorite artist of all time, and I can tell you, you're all in for a treat as John plays his first solo show in over 2 years. But it's not just music coming your way. We also have an exclusive chat with one of his best friends, Andy Cohen. I know there's excitement here, but I want to see some excitement in the chat too. So let us know where you're watching from, what songs off of Sob Rock you want to hear, and how you're doing tonight. And most of all, on behalf of SiriusXM and Pandora, thanks so much for tuning in. Well, let's get it started. Here's the host of Bravo's Watch What Happens Live, Andy Cohen.
Hey, everybody! How you doing? Wow, he's tall. Welcome to SiriusXM and Pandora's small stage series live at the Hollywood Palladium. We are here together. We're gonna party. Johnny Mayer is gonna take us home, man. Are you guys ready for the king of Sob Rock? That was lame. Are you ready for the king of Sob Rock? Give it up for John Mayer!
Coming with me, let me know. Maybe you're the last train. Maybe you're the last train home. I'm on the last train running. I'm on the last train running. And I surrender. And I surrender. I'm on the last train running. I'm on the last train running. And I surrender. And I surrender.
Good evening, Los Angeles. Oh, how long it's been, and how long I and we have waited to see you. Hello. 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 Never can hit who you're trying for. Some need the exhibition in, some have to know they try. It's the chemical weapon for the world that's raging on inside. Oh, everyone believes. From emptiness to everything. Oh, everyone believes.
going quietly. We're never gonna win the world. We're never gonna stop the world. We're never gonna beat this and believe it's what we're fighting for. We're never gonna win the world. We're never gonna stop the world. We're never gonna beat this and believe it's what we're fighting for. No, 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 no.
Deep. Thank you very much.
Hey, John Mayer.
Hey, Andy Cohen.
Here we are, three songs into your show. You and I are sitting here now at Henson Studios. This place is super special to you. This is part of your life and a big part of your music.
It's my home base now. I've got a studio here. I made Sabrok here. I have my own studio to write in, to work with other artists in the future. And a big soundstage we just rehearsed on to get ready for a Sabrok tour.
This is the eve of the big Sabrok tour. You're playing all over the country in huge spaces, many of them two nights in a row.
Yeah.
I'm coming to both MSGs. I can't wait. And so what's your mindset going out on the road?
My mindset is that, you know, I haven't gone out since 2019 with my own music. And I've gone out with Dead & Company, which has always been a blast because I'm just a player of that music. I'm not the author of that music, which is so much fun. And I think to get back into the cockpit of my own music is a little bit of a different thing for me to get back into the focus of it. So in rehearsal, there have been a couple of songs I go, I don't know how this goes. So I've
had to go. What's a John Mayer song that you had to relearn?
They're like solos and stuff.
Solos.
Yeah, so there's certain solos on the guitar neck. I'll go like, I got to go home and figure out how I did that.
Really?
Yeah, and then go home and it takes me a second, but I have to go home and listen to the record. I did it last night. I listened to Helpless from a couple records ago. I'm like, how did I? And then you figure out the shape and you go, okay, that's what I was thinking. I mean, all these things are like maps into how you were thinking at the time. And if you end up, you know, years down the line thinking differently, you've got to go back and go, oh, that's what I did there. I mean, they're two very different guitar necks. The Jerry Garcia, Dead and Company, Guitar Neck is a completely different layout than the music that I've written. And it's a little hard to like shuffle back and forth between these overlays on the Guitar Neck and how the map works.
Right. So, well, that was leading into my next question, which is how has being in Dead and Company influenced this tour? Will you be shredding on Born and Raised? I mean, are we going to get some solos?
I think I keep a pretty good partition between the two things.
Right.
It'll be like asking an actor, like, it's like asking like Robert Downey Jr. something, like in the middle of Avengers. Do you ever feel like breaking out into Sherlock Holmes?
Right. I don't know. The last solo tour I saw you on, there were a few songs where you let loose in a way that I wasn't expecting that reminded me of influences of you playing with the Dead.
There are pieces of it. It's hard to explain, but it's like the playing of Jerry Garcia and Grateful Dead and Dead and Company is like flowing over on the Guitar Neck.
Right.
And my music is more blues based and is a little bit more narrow in terms of where you can go.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little more pop music. And so going back to my music, it's very confusing because my brain goes, let's just explode on this. And then I get lost.
Right.
It's like I get bonked in the head by my sparring partner.
One thing that I think has been influenced by your time in Dead & Co., and I may be wrong, is that on your last solo tour, you changed the set list every night.
Yeah, as much as we could.
And are you doing that again on this tour?
As much as we can. I mean, the blessing is that Sabrok has been so well received that I think people are going to want to hear the new stuff.
Yep.
So to be 20 years down the line in a career and have the most recent record be one of the most kind of anticipated to play live, that's really exciting. So a lot of those songs we played every night. It's a little bit more like a pop tour. And that's, again, because of the blessing of the record doing really well and I think having songs that translate well.
Well, it's a blessing of you have a deep catalog.
A deep catalog.
Hits.
And we'll go back to doing that kind of real retrospective thing, but someone told me a long time ago, never block a blessing. And I think the blessing here is that it's an album tour. It's really a tour behind the album. And there are certain songs that every time, every tour we go out, I go, we don't have to do Gravity every night. Right. And the audience lets you know after the first show that you don't do Gravity, that is not a good idea.
Yes.
So, I mean, look, it's cool. There's probably 4 to 6 songs I've got to play. You know?
Give me a couple of those songs that you feel like
you
have to play.
I mean, I have to and I want to. Most of the ones I want to.
Okay.
Slow Dancing in a Burning Room.
Yep.
Gravity.
Yep.
What else is on there? That might be, I mean, it might be those two.
Maybe New Light is on there.
Oh, well, okay, yeah. So of the new stuff, yeah.
Right.
New Light, Last Train Home is going to get played every night.
Yep.
Wild Blue will get played every night. Look, it's fun. This feels like my third record.
Congratulations, Wild Blue just hit number one.
Thank you.
Congrats.
Thank you.
I love Wild Blue. What a vibe.
It's a joyful thing. I mean, you know, we go into the studio and make records, and most of the time we go, yeah, okay, nice. And every once in a while, there's a song that exceeds your expectations of what you were able to do, and those ones are lovely. And you just, I mean, I wish I had 4 more Wild Blues.
You kind of do. I mean.
Well, I mean, that's the fun part. Over the years, every record has one interesting, little amusing thing in there. If you put them together on a set, it starts getting really fun.
By the way, I'd put Emoji of a Wave into the Wild Blue bin.
Yeah, they're just very interesting. They're, you know, you keep writing songs, you get to 100, 200 songs you've written in your life, and you're going to have a few that tickle you, that, you know.
Are there tours that you've seen in your life that you aspire to be like?
Yeah, man, I do. It's not really ones I've seen. I didn't go see shows when I was in high school.
Okay.
But my friends in high school did. Well, I didn't really have that many friends. The people I saw in high school that I knew would come. We lived in, you know, I lived in Fairfield, Connecticut. So occasionally people would go to the city and see a show and they would come back with the t-shirts on Monday morning. Remember that?
Yeah.
And the cool kids
yes.
would walk around high school with the t-shirt they just bought from the concert.
Yep.
And for me, that was like Eric Clapton, Elton John, Billy Joel, you know, Pink Floyd.
Yep.
So I aspire to be one of those tours that a high school kid today would want to wear a Sabrok t-shirt on Monday morning. Like, no big deal, but guess where I was?
When you're on stage.
Yes.
When you're on the Sabrok tour.
Yes.
I've seen you perform live many times.
Yes.
The way men look at you and the way women look at you, there is a connection between the audience and you.
Sure.
But it's a, it's like, I think we're dating.
I love that dreaminess.
Yes, it is. It's a dreamy vibe.
It's, yeah.
And when you're out there on stage and you're playing to everybody, where are you in your head? Are you in the guitar? Are you with the audience? Are you looking at people or what's happening?
I do it a little bit differently. I've heard people talk about going up on stage and getting like the rush of energy from the crowd and it's like a drug. And I do love that to a certain extent, but I feel like I'm there. They're watching me get to as high a height of performance as I can get to. Like, I'm thinking about how can I do this as well as I can for them.
Yes.
So it's not necessarily a co-op, although I'm sure that's happening. I'm just not registering that.
Yeah.
I'm there so they can watch me and the band try to build this pyramid where we get to something that they got to see. But I think I'm so busy up there. I mean, I'm doing three things. I'm singing, I'm playing the guitar, and I'm tap dancing on the pedal board with different sounds.
Wow.
So it really is like flying a helicopter.
Right.
Dad and Company's a lot more like looking out and playing. But my stuff is very much like piloting a ship.
Right. If you like what you're hearing tonight, check out Pandora Live, backstage with John Mayer. You'll find some of the live tracks from tonight. Plus, John shared stories about a bunch of songs from throughout his career. Now let's get back to the music.
Says I can't get stoned. Turn off the lights and the telephone. Me and that awesome. Who says I can't get stoned? Well, who says I can't be free from all of the things that I used to be? Be right next to me. Who says I can't be free? It's been a long night. Don't remember you looking any better. Then again, I don't remember you. Who says I can't get stoned? Call up a girl that I used to know. Fake love for an hour. So who says I can't get stoned? Who says I can't take time? Meet our girls in the county line. Wait on fate to send a sign. Who says I can't take time? It's been a long night in New York City. It's gonna be a long night in L.A. too. Don't remember you looking any better. Then again, I don't. Oh, well, how do you do? Don't remember you ever looking at it.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you have to stop but don't really want to, stop at BP. Because BP has everything you need to keep it going. Fuel to keep the adventures going. The BP Me app to keep the savings and the commutes going. Snacks and drinks to keep the crew going. And the BP Me Rewards Visa to keep the rewards going and going and going. A stop at BP isn't a stop at all. Keep it going.
shouldn't be angry. I shouldn't hold on. I shouldn't leave you messages in every little song. It could have been our wish. It could have been me. It could have been busy naming baby number three. Now the road keeps rolling on forever, and the years keep pulling us apart. If it's our summer, I blame the both of us. Oh, now I shouldn't matter, shouldn't matter, buddy. Shouldn't matter, shouldn't matter, buddy. Shouldn't matter, but it
John, how are you doing?
Whoa!
Oh my God! My cousin wants to know how you liked playing the wolf guitar at Citi Field.
Obviously, it was like holding Excalibur's sword.
Yeah, I'm going to see you in Chicago on your tour. I'm super excited.
I'm super excited.
Hi.
I'm sorry, I'm already pre-recorded.
Oh.
Tell
oh,
me more. No, I'm kidding. It's me.
Oh my God.
I want to show you a photo of us in 2010.
Oh my goodness.
Wait, so, can we get a quick picture?
Of course we can. 3, 2, there we go.
Thank you.
You got it.
Bye.
Do you want to sing it out?
You want to? I want to sing it out. I want to say goodbye to you in song.
We're back with my backstage conversation with John Mayer. Yeah. I want to go back to something you just said. You didn't have a lot of friends in high school?
No, and it wasn't. Any other...
It wasn't sad.
No, I had pledged to a different world.
Tribe.
Yeah.
And was your tribe the guitar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were the people, they were the musicians on CDs I was listening to. So I came to school like, you know, Clark Kent. But then I was Superman when I went home and would... Right. And I just invented this whole world where my heroes were my friends. And I'd go home and play along with CDs, you know?
Did you go to the prom?
I did not go to the prom.
You didn't go to the prom?
No, not my high school prom.
Maybe that's why you love a prom picture pose so much.
Maybe.
You know?
I did go
you
to
never
my,
had that.
I did go to my girlfriend. I had a girlfriend who went to another school, as they say.
Uh-huh.
Who was a grade ahead of me, and that was
yes.
That was a bragging, right? And I remember being in the prom picture for that and wondering whether I should give a thumbs up
uh-huh.
that only I'd be able to see. And then I realized, well, if I'd be able to see it, John, everyone else would too.
That's
and it
how
was like
works.
This, and the flash went off. So right. Thumb went down, flash went off.
Right.
That was a smart move. My high school relationship was the best relationship I ever had in my life because it was the only relationship I had in my life before I turned into this guy.
John, you are America's boyfriend, whether you know it or not.
I'm America's ex-boyfriend.
You know, you are someone who feels, you feel more than anyone that I know.
Thank you.
You're very in touch with your feelings, and I think that comes through in your songwriting and everything you do.
Thank you.
This tour is at an interesting moment in your life. We're just over COVID.
Yeah.
You have been really locked up in your moon base,
mm-hmm.
writing music, thinking deep thoughts.
Watching the world and having opinions and going, maybe I should explain this to someone. And going, that's a terrible idea.
Right. So it's there.
Yeah.
And then you lose one of your best friends, Bob Saget.
Mm-hmm.
And now here we are, and this has just happened.
Yeah.
And you're being pushed out into this huge solo tour.
Yeah.
So where's your mind considering all that's gone on? Because there has to be some kind of a release in going out after COVID, but then you're dealing in this grief bubble.
Music can now do more than it could a month ago, to the day. We're talking a month to the day
that
Bob passed away, yeah.
Wow.
And so it's been such a journey through grief and understanding things that I never thought I'd come face to face with. I mean, I knew that we always think that the people in our lives are going to die in order of age. That's your assumption. We think about the oldest person in our life and we go, well, that's gonna be tough. Mm-hmm. How am I gonna deal with that? And then for someone else who's not anywhere close to that succession, to lose them, most things in life, you have some sort of orientation to be able to handle. And this was like zero gravity. I just had no orientation and had to learn it as I went. And I was telling someone the other day, it's like, I've always been here. I've always been alive, but now I'm still alive as opposed to someone else who's not alive. And when you put your hand up against that curtain between here and there, and you can feel the sort of complexion of like the curtain that separates us from the people we love who aren't here anymore, you then sort of turn around and look at all that remains and you go, well, now this is way more valuable than I ever considered it was because this is all still here. Mm. And when you take that in terms of what's still here, my abilities as a guitar player, like physically I can still do this. I can still travel. People are still interested in the work I have to make. Mm-hmm. I can do things with a note now. There's a depth to a note on a guitar that I didn't know was there because there's a depth to the understanding of my life that I didn't know was there. So I always knew that I was trying to make music that was as good as it could be, that people could love and enjoy. And I've even had people tell me what my music meant to them in their moment of grief. Mm-hmm. And I appreciated that. But now I understand what music can do in my moment of grief. And when you experience grief, you immediately get to know everyone else who's experienced it. And so one of my first thoughts when I picked up a guitar in the last few weeks was, I can do more with this now.
Has Bob's death, so it's impacted your playing. Have you written about it at all?
I have a song that, sometimes songwriters have a song they go real slow on when they write it, and it's their pet project. And they go through their day, and it's like a little empty apple basket, and they pick different things. Maybe I'll put that in this song. And so I have this song that's my friend. It's sort of my little collection plate for ideas or thoughts that I have about Bob, and I put it in the plate, and I keep working on the song. I work on it in the car if I'm driving. I just know how the song goes. So the song that I have is very much like this connective tissue to him, and I just kind of keep working on it, and I'll sit down and play it on the piano and just sing it, and that's sort of like my security blanket, is this song that someday will be finished on its own just through my thinking about it. And really what it is just like discovering the depth of love. You just discover what is more to be loved in this lifetime. And that was Bob's whole thing. I mean, I just want to say that Bob knew how much I loved him.
Yes.
Mostly because I said, I love you too.
Mm-hmm.
And he engendered that relationship of love. I would not have said it to him as much if he hadn't said it to me first, repeatedly.
We were all at your 40th in Brazil, which is when I really got to hang out with Bob outside of interviewing him or doing his charity thing. Mm-hmm. And we saw you at a stadium in Sao Paulo.
Sao Paulo, yeah.
And I saw the show with Bob. And I have to say, being with him and seeing how much he loved you and how proud he was of you was, it It was just, it was a beautiful thing then. It's even more beautiful now, but man, did he love you. And he was so proud of you.
I love that guy so much. And I have things in my house that he's given me. And I have a box of cigars that he gave me.
Right.
And those are now, not just anyone is smoking those cigars for the rest of my life. We will definitely be making sure the humidor is wet for those. Those aren't going to dry out.
Yes.
And, you know, and the things I have on my wall, you know, I have a painting of the guy on my wall. Someone made me after my 40th birthday a painting of a bus with you and Bob and all of our closest friends on it. And it says, next stop 50. And I go, man, that beats me up every morning. I look at it and go, you know, everyone's supposed to make it to the next bus stop, you know.
I have a thing that I do when I'm changing subjects from something awkwardly on the Housewives reunion where I say, I want to switch gears.
Okay.
So I'm going to do that right now. Do you have a current favorite Sabrok song?
It's Wild Blue for me, baby.
Is it?
I just put it on. I can't believe it's mine. I mean, artists aren't really allowed to say that, but it is true. There are some songs that you do with your left hand, and you look back at it and you go, that's wild. The whole record has this character to it of being 1% a little, it's a little like this.
Yes.
It's a little
airy, dreamy.
It's very Stevie Nicks twirling.
Yes.
Very like sash. And so there's a little bit of, not comedy, but it's not comedy that she would, that I would write, da 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 da.
Yes.
Da 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 da. I mean, it's very dramatic.
It's very dramatic.
And the record has these very dramatic flourishes of things that I wouldn't normally do, but that's what I wanted to make a record of things I want to do, but wouldn't know. Why would you do what you normally want to do anymore?
All right, John, it's time to go road tripping. All right, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to read you a scenario. You're going to tell me whether you would skip or play.
Okay.
Okay?
Whether I would do it or I would skip it.
I'm sorry.
Whether
you would skip it or play.
Or I'm going to play it.
Yeah,
as if it were a gig.
Yes.
But it's in a scenario.
Exactly.
Got it.
Your label comes to you. They say, we booked one of your musically inclined exes to be on the album. Do you skip or play?
Oh, play.
Yeah.
I mean, what could be more fertile ground for a song or energy between two singers? I mean, total play. Howard Stern gives you his blessing and you're able to move into his studio.
Okay, I like where this is going.
But Marianne from Brooklyn waits for you downstairs every single morning screaming, traitor, at you. Would you skip or play?
If I ever was lucky enough to do anything in the universe of Howard Stern, Marianne from Brooklyn would be downstairs yelling traitor at me. So I'm gonna play because I think that's just inevitable. You get pitched an adult theme park called Your Body is a Wonderland. Do you skip or play?
Ultimately skip. But I really set up the idea that it's so crazy that it just might work.
Right. You could have virtual reality worlds.
How big is the amusement park?
It's like Dollywood size.
Dollywood. It's called Your Body is a Wonderland.
Yes.
And it's erotic. It's an erotic amusement park.
It's whatever you, it's an adult themed park.
It doesn't have my name on top of it?
Well, yeah, you're the guy.
John Mayer's.
Your body is a wonderland. Yes.
You meet a guy who you're madly in love with and checks all your boxes, except he hates all disco music with a passion. Would you skip or play?
At this point, I would play.
You would play.
Yeah. You were offered a Vegas residency, but the theater did a lifetime deal with Celine Dion. So your contract stipulates that you must perform My Heart Will Go On every night. Do you skip or play?
Oh my God, I play. Because my brain immediately goes to one of two things.
Yeah.
A heartfelt acoustic ballad that I rearrange.
Yes.
Or a total sweeping cinematic, pneumatic, hydraulic, like Cirque du Soleil, fully committed and insanely bonkers version.
Yes.
Of My Heart Will Go On.
Yes.
Absolutely. How entertaining.
I kind of am now demanding that you record.
I want to stand on a rope that raises me up and moves me around the crowd.
Yes.
Yes.
Maybe you should do a duet with Celine Dion.
Only on the guitar, because I cannot get those notes, but yeah, I do that on the guitar.
Yeah.
So let me read you one more, because that Cher wants you in her new music video, but you have to wear assless chaps. Would you skip or play?
Play. Yeah. Kris Jenner asked to be your manager. Do you skip or play?
Of my entire career?
Yeah, the whole thing.
I'm going to have to tell Kris that I am so thankful for her interest. I love that she's thinking of me. I hope we can do something together down the line.
Wow, what a great
pass. But it's a skip. One more for you. Ben asks you to dress up like Elsa from Frozen for his school's Halloween party with the other parents. Would you skip or play?
Yeah, no, I'm not doing it.
You're not going to dress up like Elsa. Okay, yeah. Now what if it gave $200,000 to the school?
Oh, sure.
But no one knew about it.
How long do I have to stay?
90 minutes.
Whoa. Are you kidding me?
Listen, this is business, baby. Maybe, I don't have to tell you.
Maybe 40 minutes for 100 grand.
40 minutes, 100 grand, you got a deal.
Thank you, John Mayer.
Thank you, Andy Cohen.
see me with the light. Come on, keep me with the light.
So much. Are you ready for one more?
That's running through my veins for you. Thank you, Andy Cohen. Thank you, SiriusXM. Thank you, Pandora. Thank you, Los Angeles. Thank you, Palladium. We love you. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Have fun. We will see you soon. Thank you.
Well, here he comes, fresh off stage. John Mayer just leaving the stage of the Hollywood Palladium, and here he is. John, you just played at a show that's... There's a game taking place that I legally will not mention, and when people win that game, they often say they're going to a place that I legally will not mention.
Yes.
You just played the Hollywood Palladium. Where are you going next?
Is this live?
It's gonna. You're going to Albany, right?
I'm going to Albany.
Beautiful Albany. Yes, so you're bringing this band to Albany. What can people expect to see on the Sabrock tour?
Tons and tons of music, tons and tons of musicianship. You know, just if you're someone who wants to show your kids or your friends what musicians look and sound like playing all night live instruments together and engaging, this is the show you want to come to. It's an all-star band, and you're going to have to see this incredible arrangement and array of musicians and songs, and it's one you're not gonna want to miss this one.
He's going to Albany, folks. Thanks so much, Sean. It was a fantastic show.
Thank you. I really thought we had him in the first half.
All right. Well, he's getting out of here. There he goes. Let's let him go.
Tour manager of the year, right here.
Well, John's getting out of here. It's time for us to go, too. We got a lot of people walking through. We are literally backstage. But before we go, thanks to John Mayer. It was an incredible show. And thanks to Andy Cohen for hosting. But most of all, thanks to you for being a part of this at home. We at SiriusXM and Pandora really couldn't do it without you. If you want to hear more John Mayer music, be sure to check out his station on Pandora, Pandora Live, Backstage with John Mayer. You can also hear this show again on the SiriusXM app. Or watch it on TikTok, February 14th at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. It's been a long night in Los Angeles, and we're so happy you were a part of it. Have a good one.
driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.